రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 38. స్వరాట పౌత్రం వినయినం, స్వరాట పౌత్రం వినయినం,
స్వరాట పౌత్ర వినయనం,
ఆత్మనః సుసమం, ఆత్మనః సుసమం గుణై,
ఆత్మనాం సుసమ గుణై,
ఆత్మనా సుసమం గుణై,
ఆత్మనాం సుసుకం గుణై,
తోయ నివ్యాయ పతిం భూమేర్,
తోయ నివ్యాయ పతిం భూమేర్,
తోయ నివ్యాయ పతిం భూమేర్,
తోయ నివ్యాయ పతిం భూమేర్,
అభయసించద గజాహవే, అభయసించద్ గజాహవయే, గజాహవయే,
అభయసించిత్ గజాహవయే.
స్వరాట్,
స్వరాట్
ద ఎంపరర్,
ద ఎంపరర్.
పౌత్రం,
పౌత్రం.
అన్ టు ద గ్రాండ్ సన్,
అన్ టు ద గ్రాండ్ సన్.
వినయినం,
వినయినం.
ప్రాపర్లీ ట్రైన్డ్,
properly trained.
Atmana,
Atmana.
His own self,
his own self.
Susamam,
Susamam.
Equal in all respects,
equally in all respects.
Gunai,
Gunai.
By the qualities,
by the qualities.
Toya Nivyaha,
Toya Nivyaha.
Bordered by the seas,
bordered by the seas.
Patim,
Patim.
Master,
Master.
Bhume,
Bhume.
Of the Lord, of the land,
of the land.
అభయసించత్,
అభయసించత్.
ఎన్థ్రోన్డ్,
ఎన్థ్రోన్డ్.
గజాహవయే,
గజాహవయే.
ఇన్ ద క్యాపిటల్ ఆఫ్ హస్తినాపుర్,
ఇన్ ద క్యాపిటల్ ఆఫ్ హస్తినాపుర్.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్.
జయ శిల ప్రభుపాద్.
దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇన్ ద క్యాపిటల్ ఆఫ్ హస్తినాపుర్ హీ ఎన్థ్రోన్డ్ హిస్ గ్రాండ్ సన్ హూ వాస్ ట్రైన్డ్ అండ్ ఈక్వలీ క్వాలిఫైడ్ as the emperor and master of all land bordered by the seas. Thereafter, please repeat, thereafter,
thereafter,
in the capital of Hastinapur,
in the capital of Hastinapur,
he enthroned his grandson,
he enthroned his grandson,
who was trained and equally qualified,
who was trained and equally qualified,
as the emperor and master,
as the emperor and master
of all land,
of all land
bordered by the seas,
bordered by the seas.
Purport. The total land on the earth bordered by the seas was under the subjugation of the king of Hastinapur. Maharaj Yudhishthir trained his grandson Maharaj Parikshit, who was equally qualified in state administration in terms of the king's obligation to the citizens. Thus Parikshit was enthroned on the seat of Maharaj Yudhishthir prior to his departure back to Godhead. Concerning Maharaj Parikshit, the specific word used, Vinayinam, is significant. Why was the king of Hastinapur, at least till the time of Maharaj Parikshit, accepted as the emperor of the world? The only reason is that the people of the world were happy because of the good administration of the emperor. The happiness of the citizens was due to the ample production of natural produce such as grains, fruits, milk, herbs, valuable stones, minerals, and everything that the people needed. They were even free from all bodily miseries, anxieties of mind, and disturbances caused by natural phenomena and other living beings. Because everyone was happy in all respects, there was no resentment, although there were sometimes battles between the state kings for political reasons and supremacy. Everyone was trained to attain the highest goal of life, and therefore the people were also enlightened enough not to quarrel over trivialities. The influence of the age of Kali gradually infiltrated the good qualities of both the kings and the citizens, and therefore a tense situation developed between the ruler and the ruled. But still, even in this age of disparity between the ruler and the ruled, there can be spiritual emolument and God consciousness. That is a special prerogative. We will take the next one also. Maturayam tatha vajram.
Maturayam tatha vajram.
Shurasena patim tataha.
Surasena patim taha.
Tataha. Prajapatyam nirupeshet nirupeshtim.
Prajapatyam nirupeshtim.
Agnin agnin apibad ishvaraha.
Agnin apibad ishvaraha.
Then he posted Vajra, the son of Aniruddha, grandson of Lord Krishna, at Mathura as the king of Shurasena. Afterwards, Maharaj Yudhishthir performed a Prajapatya sacrifice and placed in himself the fire for quitting household life. Purport. Maharaj Yudhishthir, after placing Maharaj Parikshit on the imperial throne of Hastinapur, and after positive Vajra, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, as the king of Mathura, accepted the renounced order of life. The system of four orders of life and four castes in terms of quality and work, known as Varnashram Dharma, is the beginning of real human life. And Maharaj Yudhishthir, as the protector of this system of human activities, timely retired from active life as a sannyasi, handing over the charge of the administration to a trained prince, Maharaj Parikshit. The scientific system of Varnashram Dharma divides the human life into four divisions of occupation and four orders of life. The four orders of life as Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi are to be followed by all, irrespective of the occupational division. Modern politicians do not wish to retire from active life, even if they are old enough. But Yudhishthir Maharaj, as an ideal king, voluntarily retired from active administrative life to prepare himself for the next life. Everyone's life must be so arranged that the last stage of life, say at least the last 15 to 20 years prior to death, can be absolutely devoted to the devotional service of the Lord, to attain the highest perfection of life. It is really foolishness to engage oneself all the days of one's life in material enjoyment and fruitive activities. Because as long as the mind remains absorbed in fruitive work for material enjoyment, there is no chance of getting out from conditioned life or material bondage. No one should follow the suicidal policy of neglecting one's supreme task of attaining the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swarata Pautram Vinayinam Atmanah Susamam Gunai Toya Nivyahya Patim Bhumer Abhyashinchad Gajahave. Thereafter, in the capital of Hastinapur, he enthroned his grandson, who was trained and equally qualified as the emperor and master of all land bordered by the seas. Mathurayam tatha vajram shurasena patim tataha prajapatyam nirupeshtim Agnin Apibad Ishwaraha. Then he posted Vajra, the son of Aniruddha, grandson of Lord Krishna, at Mathura as the king of Shurasena. Afterwards, Maharaj Yudhishthir performed a Prajapatya sacrifice and placed in himself the fire for quitting household life. So now, Suta Goswami is explaining how Yudhishthir Maharaj was preparing to quit this body. So before he did that, you know, he placed his grandson Maharaj Parikshit, because that's whole Mahabharata is because of that. Yeah, you have to take it as that, you know, Mathura and Hastinapur. He was the king, but he appointed these two people there. Okay, so we should understand like that. He appointed, because although Parikshit Maharaj was qualified, but still he was young, you know, very young. So that's why Yudhishthir Maharaj decided that, okay, let the responsibility be given to one more person. Okay. Other sons of Draupadi were killed. You should know that also, you know. Ashwatthama killed the five sons. So that's how there was nobody left. See, Mahabharata will not tell us something which is not a fact. Okay. So we should first of all accept that fact that, okay, even if sometimes it looks like there is some controversy or some, you know, contradiction, there has to be a reason for that. That's how we should accept Bhagavatam. So there is actually no contradiction. That is why it is important to read the, understand it through Acharyas, you know. So why are we reading Prabhupada's commentary, Prabhupada's purports? Because he makes it simple for us to understand, you know, in what context it is said. And he himself is not doing it from his own, you know, he has heard it from his spiritual masters, you know, like that. So it's coming in the parampara. He quotes from the old Acharyas. So that's how we take it. Okay. So now, see, the important things are the land covered, bordered by the seas. You know, that's how we have to understand. When we say the whole world, there is no evidence that people came by ships and thing like that, you know, from other islands, I mean other continents. Okay. But yes, within this continent, everything happened. So the khanda, you know, it's a Bharata Varsha, Bharata Khanda, like that. There's a khanda. But anyway, it's much bigger than what we have, you know. And there are, of course, certain things happened in the other part also. For example, when Ravana wanted to make a ladder all the way to the heavenly planets, you know. So he made a way through, you know, this came through Brazil. The ladder started in Brazil and he went all the way undersea, you know. He made a way undersea. So it's all there. They were very, very powerful. So we should understand from that point of view that they were so powerful that we cannot compare, you know, we cannot imagine what happened. And that age is also different, you know. Treta Yoga is long lives for people, you know. People are so powerful. Like it is stated that the main gate of Ayodhya was 280 feet tall, you know, the gate. Now why will somebody make a gate of 280 feet for persons of 7-8 feet or 15 feet, you know. So its calculation, as per the Vastu Shilpi, the gate, main gate of a city is 4 times the height of a person, you know, the average height. So that shows that Ramachandra ji was 70 feet tall at least. So it's a different world, you know, altogether. When Putana died, Of course, Putana was an extraordinary personality. So, she, it says that, you know, her body was 8 miles long, you know. She crushed all the trees in that path of 8 miles. No, you don't have to be sorry. Yeah, it's perfect questions, don't worry about that. I'm just trying to help you by giving the answers as per the scriptures, you know. These questions do come in our mind, you know, definitely. But I'm just giving a little caution that we should not allow that question to remain in the mind, you know, get it out and get satisfied. That's how the system is. And that's why we say that Pariprashnena, Krishna says, Pariprashnena, you must inquire, but in the right mood. And your mood is perfect, so nothing to worry. Okay. Because we hear this here and there, you know, and unfortunately we have been conditioned by the British and the, you know, Max Müller type of people, that we have been not even told the truth. How many people know that Krishna is the origin, is the Adi Purusham? Only after Brahma Samhita was discovered by Lord Chaitanya, which Lord Brahma himself declares, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, these are there, you know, this type of things are there in the our system. So, but we have to, that's why, you know, we have to become knowledgeable. Okay. No, I'm just an instrument, you know, I'm just repeating what I'm hearing from the acharyas. So, I'm nobody. The real thing is Vyasadeva. And that's why, you know, we say that we are all Vyasadeva Anuyayis. Just follow. Don't question. His motive, we can question, we can ask questions to understand things properly. Yes, that's the mood. Okay. So now, we see that, you know, Prabhupada specially spent some time on Varnashram system, you know. He says, Varnashram, this Aniruddha, see again, Aniruddha is grandson of Lord Krishna and his son is Vraja. So you can see three generations are there. Okay. And then of course the point is that he is just preparing. He just, you know, appoints people and then he says, okay, I am going now. And so he has this Prajapatya Yagya, Yagna. Okay. And that's where he decides. In the next few shlokas we will come to know how, what is to be done and how you quit your body. Very instructive. We heard that during Bhishma Pitama's thing, you know, how he quit his body. So there are different ways of quitting the body. Then how we saw how Dhritarashtra quit his body. And now we are going to see how Yudhishthira Maharaj is doing. Because he's in power. So it's not easy for him, you know. Moment, suppose he declares, people are going to be naturally very much disturbed. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj is not some ordinary king. Here the word uses Swarat. This word is used for generally Krishna. Swarat is emperor. Swarat also means totally independent. But Yudhishthira Maharaj is not independent. He depends on Krishna. Krishna is the only one who is totally independent. But sometime, like, you know, we saw some personalities are called Bhagwan. So same way it is Swarat. Okay. So here Prabhupada talks about, you know, at least in the later part of our life we should take it up. But he also knows that it's difficult, you know, suddenly to change gears. Very difficult. People say that, but you see that people when they retire, they are still into politics and, you know, when I was in Bangalore, I used to feel so pity for these people, you know, the old people were all driven out of their homes in the evening, you know, okay, go for a walk, go something, you know, because not that they want the good health of the old people, but because they want their own time. So at least this man goes out, you know, we can talk something amongst ourselves. And then they go and sit under some trees and, you know, then you go near them and you see what they are talking. They are not talking Krishna Katha. They are talking just cheap politics. what's happening. You know, they are, and everyone is an advisor, how the government should be run, what should be done, how the cricket match should be played, who should be appointed, who should be, I mean, so they discuss all these things. So one time I talked to one group and told them, instead of this, sir, I respect all of you, but you know, instead of talking all this, you know, why don't you bring Bhagavad Gita from home or some Purana or something, you know, and then discuss that nicely. You got so much experience of life. Now use it properly. You know. But that's how it is. Very few people, they will say, oh, we'll join the temple after we retire, you know, but it's not easy. That is why, right age, you know, the childhood, we have to start this. But okay, we missed the bus, so that's never too late. Sometime in life, you have to start it. That's the point. Okay. So, thank you very much. I would like to stop here. Hare Krishna Mataji. No vacancy in spiritual world. Yes. Envy. Yes, you are right. If we continue to be envious, then everything gets blocked, you know. Envy is the biggest danger. And that is the most predominant, you know, like it's very difficult to find somebody without envy. The only envy we can have is spiritual envy. Oh, so and so is such a nice devotee. I'm envious and I want to become like him. That's a fantastic thing. But anything other than that is not worth it. No. This may come as a shock, but it's a fact that it's not, you know. See, the Hanumanji jumped, when he jumped, he pressed, you know, how you take off. Either you have to propel, you know, you've seen these rockets, the fuel comes down and then because of that reaction it goes up. So Hanumanji, it is said that, you know, he jumped 100 yojana. 100 yojana is 800 miles. So 800 miles, this what we see is not 800 miles. Maybe in 1 million years it has moved closer or whatever. But if you really go by the description in Ramayana, then that's not that. But now they are finding he might have visited that place. That's, you know, because he was everywhere. And maybe another thing is, it's part of the Indian Peninsula and then it got separated, you know, over a period of time. So we don't know. There is no historical evidence available for that. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Happy Hanuman Jayanti. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Hari Bol. Mm-hmm.